This is KUT. When dockless electric scooters flooded into Austin a couple weeks ago, the companies that rent them touted their environmental benefits. But as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, those benefits are based on some pretty shaky assumptions.
I reached out to Bird and Limebike, the two companies that introduced e-scooters in Austin, and Limebike got back to me before deadline. And Sam Sadel, the company's director of strategic development, was ready with some numbers about the company's time in Austin.
Yeah, of course. In less than 2 weeks that we were that our scooters were on the road, we saved about 8,500 pounds of CO2.
He got there by assuming most scooter rides replaced a car ride, canceling out those emissions. It's an assumption that Bird makes too, but is it accurate?
We honestly don't know yet. In theory, they could.
Phil Lasley studies traffic, bicycle, and pedestrian issues at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. He says it's possible scooter rides are replacing short-distance car rides.
But there's just so little information about it. You know, are these trips taking away from other bicycle trips? Are they taking away from transit? Are they taking away from walking?
The technology is just so new that people don't know. But that hasn't stopped people from making educated guesses.
So the things I started looking at is what are the financial assumptions that have to be correct for a company like this to make sense.
Haya Comps is the director of portfolio at the venture capital firm Bolt. He says they don't have a stake in any of the e-scooter companies. He just published a piece on TechCrunch about how small profit margins might be for these startups. He says the companies are in a desperate fight to win riders.
They are currently in a massive scaling mode. And so the only concern they have really is to get as many scooters on the roads as possible and as many rides as possible for each individual scooter.
Depending on how sturdy the scooters are and how often they're thrown out and replaced, that could be really bad news for the environment.
There is a real risk that some of the things like reusability or recyclability might be first on the chopping block.
But the scooter companies say that's not the case. Both Bird and Limebike say they reuse parts. Limebike estimates its scooters have a 2-year lifespan. Of course, that depends on how much use they get. Again, Texas A&M's Phil Lasley.
It appears that these services are being heavily used.
He says the more popular they become, the more scooters may end up in the waste stream, even if they reduce CO2 emissions. And again, that's if. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.